Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everybody, it's another week, which means it's another two failing betters. This is the first one. how was that for an introduction, Johnny?
I thought it was very good. It was very clear and concise and factual. Maybe we get more into facts. Maybe this can be the fact podcast. Failing better, home of facts.
We've been trying to make you laugh, but actually we think you all need to be educated more, so we're sending you. So the first fact is that there's two episodes a week normally.
Water is liquid.
Cheese is fun.
Unless you're lactose intolerant, in which case the initial fun is overrated by the later anxiety and health concerns.
See, this is a much better podcast. This feels like a podcast. This is palatable. We could do one every day at like this rate.
Light is helpful for seeing.
Okay.
Do we should move away from the facts?
I think a little bit.
Maybe we do one fact. Like, we have got the Adam and Eve section. Maybe we do facts of the day.
Okay, facts of the day.
Yeah. So two,
like,
I guess.
Like match of the day or catch of the day.
Yeah.
Oh, so we have... This is the birth of our second regular feature, even though we didn't do Adam and Eve in the last episode. sorry about that, Adams and Eves, who've written us questions, but we've got one coming up here. All right, so basically, I'm Sean McLaughlin, that's Johnny Pelham. We're a couple of... We do a shit podcast, you're listening to it right now. and this is the first edition of Facts of the Day. Do you want to do a little theme tune, Johnny?
A fact is good. We love facts.
Okay, Johnny. I think I speak for all the listeners when I say I didn't quite get that. I didn't quite catch that. Can you do that again? Can you do that again, Johnny? Okay, here it is. It's facts of the day.
Facts are good. Facts is cool.
Oh, God. All right. What's your fact for the day, Johnny?
Fish are nice with chips.
Every time we record, listeners, every time we record, we have a conversation before we go, we need to just start really working on this podcast because we feel like we're building something really good and we need to just get those listeners up. And now we've been on air for 3 minutes and you've heard that song four times.
It's a good song, though. It's a good song.
But fish is good with chips. It's a fact. I like about it is the first episode, you've also just given an opinion. It's not a fact.
But I guess maybe I need to... What is Johnny Pelham facts? Right.
Johnny Pelham. Facts about Johnny Pelham.
Common sense facts. Facts that can make this country great again. That's the sort of facts I'm talking about.
Make America great again. Maybe that's what we should call the section instead.
Yeah, we need a different...
make this country great. No, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess I think it's just common sense what I'm saying. Fish and chips are good.
Fish and chips is my favourite food, I think. And I don't eat fish anymore.
I don't want to say criticise this podcast twice so early on, but you have to stop talking about your love of chips.
I know. I talk about chips a lot in my day-to-day life.
What do you think? Do you think you had some sort of, like, formative, traumatic experience as a child involving chips that now they're sort of lodged in your subconscious?
It's clearly that I was deprived chips at a crucial moment of my childhood, and now... You know the way that, like, rich people need money to feel alive? Yeah. Like, they don't understand how there's any... Like, to them, life is a competition. Whoever has the most money at the end wins.
Yeah.
To me, life is a competition. Whoever has the most chips wins.
You mean eating them, not just stacking them up in a bank?
Both. I eat chips, and I've got... Trust me, I've got a whole vault full of them.
Sean McLaughlin's bank balance, 17 million chips.
Open up the vaults. McLaughlin's putting another chip in there. Welcome to this wonderful episode. I'm not sleeping well because I keep thinking about how good Succession is, Johnny. I don't know if you're in the same boat.
Well, I do sleep well, but I do enjoy Succession.
Best of both worlds.
Best of both. Johnny Pelham, fact of the day. It's good to sleep and watch Succession.
I think this is a great segment. I think this might be a good sort of podcast on its own.
Johnny Pelham facts. Water is more hydrating than Coke.
That's not true.
Yes, sir.
Coke is the great taste all year round.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I forgot about our advertising commitments.
Yeah.
So you're enjoying Succession. Who's your favourite character?
I just like them all. I just think it's so good. I just think it's so weird when you see something that good, isn't it?
I know. It is amazing.
Do you think anyone ever thinks that about this podcast?
Absolutely not. It would be impossible. If they do, they are literally insane. What I like about Succession is the only TV show I've ever watched where I don't actually like any of the characters, and I'm not actually that interested in their emotional, like, what happens to them. I just think it's such a good explanation of them as a dysfunctional family and modern society and trauma and how it fucks people up and all that, that even though I don't actually care for any of the characters because they're so fundamentally unlikable, I still think it's an amazing thing that I love watching.
I think the thing with Succession is it's sort of, I feel like it's a sitcom. It's just a pure sitcom that is masquerading as a drama.
Well, you can see Peep Show in it, can't you? Jesse Armstrong, the writer.
Yeah, and also, the thick of it. I think the last few episodes have been like, God, you can see that he wrote on the thick of it, because actually there's a direct lineage there.
I agree. And it's really inspiring, I think, to see someone take stuff from, like, British... Like, Peep Show was amazing, but it was very... British show,
yeah,
and then get like a HBO budget and be able to make something, you know, the best TV show of the last decade or whatever.
What would you do if they said to you, right, we've lost the last episode of Succession? Yeah. As you're listening to this, listener, the last episode of Succession has come out, but we're listening to this before the last episode. So let's say we've lost all the copies. You have to write one, Johnny Pelham. Yeah. How do you end the show?
I guess
this is sort of a spoiler alert.
I think it's a classic for a reason. Turns out it was all a dream.
Yeah.
Greg's dream. And actually Greg still he doesn't have any money and he's you know, poor and he's sad.
How pissed off would he be? There is nothing I like more from the outside than watching a TV show have a terrible last episode. I never watched Game of Thrones, and then the last episode came out, and people were so angry.
I know. Do you know why? I mean, this is a hell of a spoiler. I've not watched any Game of Thrones.
I have no idea why.
But it would be funny if it was just Greg's dream,
or if just like an alien lands.
Yeah.
It's like, we'll make the alien the boss. It goes blip bloop. I'm the alien. Blip bloop. It's like, oh. was that what? And then they go, yeah, that's what it was all about. It's about an alien.
That would be fun. I don't know, really.
And then they said, it's not the last episode. We're doing 10 more years about the alien.
Well, that's what I love about it. I love that it's ending. Because I feel like it could so easily have just drifted into sort of becoming a pastiche of itself.
It could have easily become Failing Better.
It could have. I mean, Failing Better should end. I mean, thinking a lot about ending Failing Better recently. We shouldn't talk about this, should we? I have, yeah.
Why?
Just because our numbers haven't grown.
Yeah, but they go up and down.
Yeah, they go up and down. I mean, it'd be nice if they went up and up.
Yeah, I suppose the point is they're meant to only go up. I sort of view it in a very Zen way. I'm like, tide goes in, tide goes out. Whereas most people go like, well, no, that's not a sustainable business then.
Well, I guess I'd be more...
Some years we sell 1 million burgers. Some years we sell one burger. Well, you cannot get a bank loan then.
But I think if we were at that stage of the tide going in and out and it was making us any money, or then I'd be like, yeah, this makes sense. It's, but right now it's...
Are you kidding me? We do all right. We do fine.
We do fine. Not as well as Succession, though, which was the goal when we set out.
I suppose that's the point. We wanted to have the cultural and critical kind of acclaim and commercial claim that Succession has. Now, I mean, I don't even think we're Dexter. I don't even know what we're like. Fucking, we're like Animal Hospital.
And we're like Kung Fu Panda 3.
Kung Fu Panda 3 made a lot more money than we do. Trust me.
God, if only we knew Kung Fu and one of us was a panda.
If only. I mean, that has always been the great what if of this podcast. I like Kung Fu Panda.
I've never watched Kung Fu Panda. It feels like, I love Shrek though, so it feels like it'd be right up my...
Yeah, you do love Shrek, don't you?
I love Shrek. And I imagine I'd get quite a kick out of Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, it's a bit... Do you know what? You should go to Shrek's Adventure on the South Bank, because little Shrekies there, but also Kung Fu Panda's there.
Sounds like a treat for the whole family.
It is a treat for the whole family, but I did go and I didn't have any kids and they were looking at me weird and I found the experience a bit triggering, to be honest.
Did you go by yourself?
No.
Who do you go with?
My wife.
Do you think Kung Fu Panda and Shrek were having a chat about whether you're a peanut?
The thought has crossed my mind. I mean, there is nothing worse. Yeah, two people in suits just going, is he a...
Shall I go do my kung fu on him? He's looking at the kids. Yeah.
I don't know if he literally knows kung fu, the guy in the suit.
I'm sure he's a method actor.
It was awful.
I thought you said I should go.
Yeah, you should go because you love all the things involved.
Why didn't you like it?
Well, it was just a bunch of actors just saying, going, what's your name? And you go, I don't know, Sean. And they go, oh, Shrexcellent. And I go, what?
Well, what were you expecting it to be?
I don't know. I mean, I suppose that's the problem, isn't it? Where expectation meets reality, that's how happy you are. I suppose I thought if you call something Shrek's Adventure,
yeah,
I thought it would be an adventure involving Shrek.
Yeah.
Whereas actually, it was just me walking around a basement in London while a bunch of actors, a bunch of crap actors, do Shrek puns at you. And then at the end, you meet Shrek. It's not an adventure, is it?
Well, like I said, I guess all of life's an adventure, but that doesn't sound like a very interesting adventure. Yeah.
All of life is an adventure, but I think when my life is written into a novel, the 4 hours I spent in Shrek's Adventure will be cut out.
What do you think will make the edit of showing little things like a life...
I think there'll be a full transcript of every single episode of the podcast.
A life lived poorly. Sean McLaughlin.
How to fuck it all up with a smile on your face. The Sean McLaughlin story.
Chip-eating addict and bad speaker died today. The eulogy will be at McDonald's. What's your favourite chip then? Is it a McDonald's fry?
We're back on chips, are we?
Back on chips.
McDonald's fry.
I said to Sean before we aired, whatever, started talking, I've got nothing to say today. Nothing has happened to me. And I feel like you can tell that in the...
What's your favourite chip?
Yeah, what's your favourite chip?
Is this Adam and Eve it?
It's not, but maybe I'm Adam today.
This is the question. It's certainly not a McDonald's fry. I don't like McDonald's fries.
What the fuck are you talking about? They're the best fries.
No, best chips are Fish and Chip Shop chips.
But do you accept, which you must accept, that McDonald's chips are better than like Burger King chips or KFC chips?
No, I don't accept that. I don't know, they're better than KFC chips. Fuck me.
KFC chips.
Hiroshima was better than the fucking KFC chips.
KFC chips feel like designed by someone who's never seen a potato before.
I find it excruciating. KFC have got the best core food, but the rest of it is a mess.
It's bizarre how bad KFC chips are. I agree with you 100%.
It's like someone who's never heard of a potato.
So you're going fish and chips,
yeah.
Then you're going Burger King chips.
No, I don't know. Maybe oven fries. I don't know.
Oven fries?
I don't mean that. I can't possibly.
You can't mean that.
I think fish and chip shop chips or death, really. That's how I feel.
That's good. So that makes sense. So you're quite you know what you like, and you're not fucking around with the form.
What a fucking crap episode, man. Let's do an Adam and Eve it.
All right, let's do an Adam and Eve it.
I'm sick of talking about chips. I want to do an Adam and Eve it. And by the way, listeners, do keep sending in your Adam and Eve it's.
Adam and Eve it, Adam and Eve it, Adam and Eve it. Sponsored by Coke, winning all year round.
I don't like this theme tune as much. Because the other one is so... Johnny's Facts has got such a good theme tune. Adam and Eve it just feels a bit like, oh, I guess so.
All right, so maybe I'll work on Adam and Eve. Or maybe I'll make the match. I think to fit in with what Failing Better is, I'll make the Facts of the Day theme tune worse.
Yeah, I think that's better. Yeah, it's better. Yeah. Okay, what's the question we've got?
We have got a question. There's a few. Favourite comedy podcast, excluding Failing Better? I'll say this. I don't listen to podcasts. I don't think the form works.
Comedy and podcasts has never historically worked. We are of the opinion that it's a format that suits just a listing of facts, and that's where we're taking this venture.
That's what we're moving into, the facts. So I guess facts, favorite factual podcast. I don't know, maybe probably Failing Better.
Yeah, I think it's the most factual podcast. And actually, I think we are very funny as well. So I think Failing Better is probably the best comedy and factual podcast.
Yeah, yeah. And also it's sort of a drama, how we relate to each other. So I'd say drama's got me in there.
I don't know what... I mean, it's hard to think of any genre that we don't really dominate with this podcast.
Sport, we talked a bit about sport. I think we're probably the best sport. I do quite like Peter Crouch's podcast from the clips I've seen on Instagram.
Really?
I mean, the
is
algorithm...
that how you discovered that podcast was through clips? That's I don't think many podcasts do that.
It feels like a weird niche thing they're trying. I don't think it'll work.
Yeah, I don't think it'll work.
I don't think clips are the future. I think clips are the past.
Clips are the past. Podcasts are the past. We are the future.
We are the future.
So yeah, I think if you're trying to say what's my favorite comedy podcast, it's definitely Failing Better.
Yeah, it did seem the question other than Failing Better, but you're just saying that's you're ignoring that.
Well, I just think what are we even doing here? If you don't think you're the best, then get the fuck out of the way.
I agree with that 100%. That's why I might have to get out of the way.
I think this is the best podcast. I think I'm the best comedian. I think I make the best full English breakfast. I think I make the best roast potatoes.
Are you a good cook, Sean? You must get a bad back having to hunch over to fry like a bit of bacon or whatever. Like your back, you must look like a question mark. Like, what's that question mark doing cooking me food, people will say.
Who says that? Who am I cooking food for that doesn't already know me personally?
Well, your other job as a chef.
Oh, yeah, my other job as a chef. Do you really want... So I'm having to take this ball and fucking run with it, am I, Johnny? Get your head in the podcast game, mate.
Oh, God, my dog's down there. What the fuck are you doing down here? I just stood on my dog. Hello. I was terrified.
I mean, we have done some ropey episodes, but mate, this one really might take the biscuit. Look, I'm a decent cook.
Yeah.
What do you want to eat? And I'll tell you how to make it.
I tell you what, a moussaka, please.
What is that?
I'm going to George Zach's house from the podcast a few weeks ago today, and we're having moussaka.
Are you?
Yeah, can you believe it?
Well, yeah, I can't. I mean, it's not that unbelievable a story. He's a lifelong friend and a Greek. It'd be more interesting if you said to me, "I'm going to Robert Downey Jr.'s house and we're eating Mark Ruffalo."
Can you believe it?
Can you believe it? What do you mean you're going to George Zach's house to eat moussaka?
I'm doing that this evening.
How's that happened?
Well, George Zach said, "Do you want to come out to my house for moussaka?" And I said, "Yes."
I thought we lived in Newcastle.
No, he's moved to Manchester.
Good lad.
Good lad. Good, good. So if anyone, I don't know where he lives.
I know how to make moussaka. You chop up an onion, chop up some garlic, fry them up, throw in some chickpeas, bit of tomato paste, puree, bit of rosemary in there, stir it up, get some feta, smash a plate, bish bash bosh, moussaka.
There's no one better at cooking than Sean. He's a cooking maestro. Get out of the fucking way, Jamie Oliver, you dumb cunt. Sean Oliver's around and he's cooking some good food. I think it called you Sean Oliver in that.
He did call me Sean Oliver there.
I think this is...
Go on, say it. Say what everyone's thinking, Johnny.
I think this is a waste of everyone's time.
Think of the carbon. Think of the carbon footprint of this episode of the podcast.
Yeah, it's not worth it, is it?
Nah. Are you a good cook, Johnny?
I'm a terrible cook. Great cook in the bedroom. Bad cook in the kitchen, if you know what I mean.
I don't. Do you have a kitchen set up in your bedroom?
Just a microwave.
Yeah, so you're just good at that.
Yeah, good at microwave, and that's what I meant. But no, I'm not a very good cook, unfortunately.
What's your specialist dish? If I'm coming around to your house, and you want to impress me, which I assume you do.
I guess like melted cheese on stuff.
On stuff?
Like bread or crackers or some sort, like some sort of...
Wait, bread. Melted cheese on crackers?
Yeah.
Right, I'm going around to your house for dinner, and you're melting cheese on, what, just like Jacob's cream crackers?
Yeah, yeah. You'd be lucky if you get... Sometimes it's just melted cheese on finger.
That is genuinely a depressing meal that I do believe you eat.
Camembert. How are you doing it with a baguette? No, just these little digits.
For some reason, digit is a far more graphic description than finger.
Because it sort of sounds like I might be popping my penis into it, which I'm not. Which I'm not, but I can understand why you'd think that.
It's always reassuring when a chef says that they're not putting their penis in the meal. I like that. When I go to a restaurant, I always like that. I'd appreciate if the chef came out here and just told me whether they're putting the penis in the meal.
I know there's a lot of reviews about people saying they've seen me do it, but they haven't, all right? That's all I'm saying. This penis has never been near your souffle, madam.
I can't think of a job I want less than chef. I honestly think if you were to list all the jobs in the world, chef is the one I want the least.
What about male escort?
I'd love that job.
Would you?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's a job you could do. Well, that could be fun.
I either get paid to have sex, or I get paid to have to make a bunch of random different dishes for a bunch of strangers in a kitchen that's too big for me to understand, and I'm all stressed out. It's 9 o'clock at night. I should be having my feet up with a cup of cocoa. I shouldn't be making lobster thermidor and steak and kidney pie for a couple of wankers I don't even know.
No, and it does seem like the hour's really long and the pay's not that good, unless you're really good. But if we've learned anything from our creative careers, it's that we're never going to be really good at them.
No. We're going to be the failing better of whatever we do.
Yeah, yeah. So we could be chefs, and we'll be chefs at our Wetherspoons, desperately pleading with like an insane person.
I could probably be a chef at a Wetherspoons because I assume it's not really cooking.
But I also assume you have to do a lot of mad people there. Do you know what I mean? Like half the job is cooking them steak and ale pie, and the other half of the job is trying to get them not to kill the landlord.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know if that's the chef's responsibility, is it?
Well, I guess in that situation, it becomes everyone's responsibility. You can't just be like, as the chef, I'm just letting this crime happen.
Look, he murdered the landlord, and I think we all have one question. Where was the chef in all this?
He was cooking the lobster.
Lobster and Wetherspoons.
Just a lobster addicted to meth.
We've acquired 7 of the illest lobsters you've ever seen in your life. Right. How long have we done? We've not done half an hour. We started at 1:45.
Have we not done half an hour?
No. Might just be a short one though today.
Yeah, maybe it's a short one.
It's a midsummer pod.
Yeah.
It's a short pod.
It goes well with your apple spritzer.
Apple spritzer? Do you mean Aperol spritzer?
Apple spritzer.
Apple spritzer, please. The thought of you ordering anything from anywhere, I find very amusing. You're the type of... You go to a DIY shop, you go, hi, I'd like to buy a Homer and Nils, please.
I'd like to buy a door, please.
I'd like to buy a door, they give you a door. You go, oh, no, I meant a ladder. I'm Johnny Pelham. I'm the failing better of people. It'd be good if failing better just did become like a sort of synonym for something that's the worst thing.
That could be our legacy. That feels like the closest thing we could ever get to a legacy.
Or maybe it becomes the synonym for the best thing. Who knows? Maybe people say like Michael Jordan is widely viewed as the failing better of basketball.
I'm Yeah, I think that's plausible. I think we should aim for that. Maybe this goes out as a blooper ep on Patreon.
I think this is a blooper ep. I'd say we can put it out, but I wouldn't say we can promote it.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
I wouldn't say it's one we go, great episode of the pod today.
But we'll probably listen back and think, actually, no, it was fine, probably.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening.
All right. Goodbye, and God bless the state of Ohio. Ohio to you.
I'll stop recording.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.